A New York State Assemblywoman has introduced legislation on carbon farming that she says is the first of its kind. The idea is to promote environmentally friendly farming practices while at the same time putting money back into the pockets of farmers. Democrat Dede Barrett has sponsored a bill that creates a carbon farming tax credit. Barrett, who represents portions of Columbia and Dutchess counties, says the plan will give farmers a new tax break while helping the state reach its climate change goals.
This would make New York State the first in the country, and I'm very excited about, you know, about something that really, you know, is a win-win for, you know, for our environment and for our farmers, and have New York be the lead on it.
The 2014 Farm Bill gave USDA authority to provide technical assistance to farmers and landowners in support of their response to climate change. Barrett says that while other states like California have also begun to develop programs with similar aims, New York's carbon farming tax credit would be the first of its kind to create a tax break for farmers who use climate-smart methods. Barrett says she had been speaking with farmers over the past few years about whether they thought such a tax credit would be beneficial.
In the midst of one of them, I said, do you think that if we created a tax credit for practices that put carbon back in the soil and obviously therefore take it out of the atmosphere, that farmers would find that attractive?
And these conversations led to her crafting the bill. Barrett, who sits on both the Assembly's Agriculture and Environmental Conservation Committees, says there are items that still need to be worked out, such as metrics or figuring out how to measure carbon in the soil. She says metrics on the USDA website are a good place to start.
What we need to work on next is really figuring out, you know, how we measure the changes. You know, at one point you start and then you measure what the carbon content in the soil is. And then after, you know, a particular cycle, measure again to see the change and the increase, and then develop a tax credit based on that.
Steve Ammerman is spokesman for the New York Farm Bureau.
It's a very interesting concept and addresses a lot of conservation practices that more and more farmers are already using, things like no-till and the use of cover crops in planting off-season, some really, you know, great environmental stewardship opportunities that our farmers are using. In terms of this specific bill, to tell you the truth, we really don't have a position on it yet because it is something that's new. We have no member-approved public policy on this. This is something that our farmers haven't talked about in relationship to what's called carbon farming and tax credits. So we're going to be talking more with the Assemblywoman about the bill, get more specifics on how it's going to work. And our state board of directors will be meeting again in April, and more than likely this is something that they're going to take up and talk about the bill.
Chris Pavelski is an Orange County onion farmer and executive director of FarmRoot, an organization that advocates for specialty crop family farms.
Well, obviously anything that promotes, in particular, cover crop use, saving of soil is very important.
He says a carbon farming tax credit that monetarily supports such practices is a good idea.
And right now, you know, even though it's a good practice, there's not a lot of financial incentive to do it, and it can be, to be honest, very expensive to pay, especially in terms of the seed to put out for the cover crops in particular. So something that encourages that obviously is a good thing.
With federal agencies facing the threat of being downsized and the potential of losing assistance and programs to farmers, Barrett says state action is even more critical.
You know, we want to be sure that New York continues to be a leader and has, you know, both by passing something like this kind of tax break, but also making sure that the resources are there for the soil resilience and the increased productivity that will help us in general agriculture, because, you know, the bottom line is this is where our food comes from.
So far, the bill has 11 co-sponsors and 4 multi-sponsors. Barrett says she will soon reach out to state senators to introduce a companion bill in that chamber. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.